when you're there getting hussed, and you do what you must, that is freedom. When your ears getting picked, but you cannot be tricked, that is freedom. When your stalk's getting weak, but you rise to your feet, that is freedom.
Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to episode 8 of Freedom Corn, the show where we attempt to speak some sense into the void and probe the mysteries of self, society, and the cosmos for a kernel of truth. I'm your host, Sam C., and Mark Bazzacco is not with us today because he's a slacker. So, Laura, I want you to introduce yourself, but what I know about you, we spoke really briefly so far, you're an RN, and you work in addiction, is that right?
Yes, I work at a treatment facility for substance use, and most of my experience has been in like oncology and hospice, but I have my own personal history of addiction. So I got into addiction medicine a couple years ago, and I love it. It's great, but you know, medical system is you know, changing in a lot of ways right now, and it's interesting to talk about and to read about and stuff. I'm also a mom, a wife. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and an anarchist and ANCAP. I love liberty, and I'm involved in the libertarian movement, the freedom movement.
Great. Which I think libertarian movement and the freedom movement have correlations, and I think they're a little bit different, but I think they're like coming together. I'm always telling Mark, like, we need to link up with people, not just in libertarian movement, like in freedom movement, because there's a whole other separate thing kind of like going on. People are just organically realizing like, oh, these people in charge like do not have our best interests in mind, and they do not care for our rights at all. They don't, you know, our rights to them are an inconvenience at best, you know, and at worst they're something that they're actively eradicating. And I think people are waking up to that. You know, we have in America, at least I think we sort of have a genealogy of like self-determined people here, you know, because I think basically everybody here that's here now, or most people that are here now, kind of came at some point, you know, down the family line, kind of left everything familiar and just struck off into the unknown to find something better for themselves and their family. And that's a huge risk. And I think that that is in the DNA of basically everybody here. So I'm, you know, I think we're starting to see it kind of come to the forefront now because things are getting so bad. And there's such a push from the people in charge and the elites to kind of just squash any sort of personal liberty whatsoever out of people. And that's, I think it's only through like the suffering that kind of can start to come through, you know, the innate love of freedom, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting you bring that up because my husband, his mother was actually born in a DP camp in Latvia, or not Latvia, she's Latvian. But basically, she came over here with, you know, 10 bucks in her pocket and no gloves and shoes. And so she understands the sacrifices that sometimes need to be made for liberty. And it's just something that, I don't know, I go back and forth between whether people understand it innately or it's just, some people are just too far gone, I guess. I work in New Jersey and I do like a lot of like shopping and stuff in New Jersey. And it's just very, it seems like that culture has been totally stripped away there a lot. And it's a little bit weird to me how a lot of our freedoms are that, I mean, if you think about it, this time last year, we would never have thought that the mask thing would be still in effect.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That we were putting a piece of cloth over our face was just like a huge freaking inconvenience. But now it's just like, oh, whatever. It's just what we have
right to
do.
Well, that's the thing. They push it a little more. They push the line a little more. And the point when, you know, what was way down the field a year ago is now like behind you, you know? And people don't realize that's always how it's been, though. I mean, they, you know, in every kind of regime that took complete authoritarian control, it was never like overnight, you know? It was by degrees. And people made concessions to their liberty and to their freedom and didn't protect it enough and didn't love it enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, a little bit later, now they're in a full-on authoritarian nightmare, you know?
Yes.
I mean, there's
that is exactly how I'd like to describe it.
There's a great quote by Solzhenitsyn where he says basically how we burned in the camps after, like, thinking how we didn't love liberty enough, you know, at the time. He was like, when they were sending guards to go house to house to arrest people, they arrested a quarter of the population of St. Petersburg at one point. And he was like, when they were sending guards to arrest people, what if they didn't know if they were going to come back that night? You know, what if people fought back? What if people, instead of sitting and cowering, actually just grabbed whatever they had and just fought back? He's like, it would have ground it to a halt, you know? He's like, we didn't love freedom enough. And then after that, he says, we got exactly what we deserved, you know? And that's not, we're not making that mistake again. We're not making that mistake again. They didn't have the history that we have to look back at, you know, the last 100 years of these things happening over and over again. And you mentioned the masks, and I remember when they were trying to mask everybody up, and then you had all the news outlets and social media and people freaking out like, oh, look at these like crazy redneck conspiracy theorists, like, oh, pushing back on masks. You know, it's just a mask. Like, because people then that are sensitive to this saw all of this that we're going through now. They saw the forced vaccine mandates, you know, they saw the closing down of businesses, they saw the vaccine passport, you know, the crazy the apps, the monitoring and surveillance apps that they're rolling out in Australia right now, you know. People saw all that because from the beginning the response was not normal. And I want to talk to you about like how abnormal this kind of response over the last almost 2 years has been, you know, because I'm sure we've seen a lot of the same stuff. Researching obsessively, as you said, and so have I.
I don't know. I feel like the stars have aligned in that I happen to be in the medical field. I happen to be a weird nerd that likes to read about stuff. And then authoritarian dictatorship comes forth in my lifetime. And I just have to read every single thing about it.
And understand it.
Yeah, and understand what's going on. And honestly, I thought that that's kind of what everyone was like doing. I mean, I knew I was a weird nerd, but I thought my fellow nurses were like at least researching like the differences between the testing, like the PCR and the rapid and all that. It turns out nobody knows anything about anything, and we're all just listening to the CDC, and it's weird. It's super weird. I feel like I emerged into one morning into a dystopian nightmare. Like you said, I go to work every day and all I do is get shit for not wearing a mask, and I try so hard to not wear it as much as I can, because like you're saying, from a medical standpoint, it doesn't make any sense, really. The masks don't make sense. The vaccine, pushing the vaccine to the entire population,
right, to everybody, doesn't make sense.
Makes no, like, beyond making. Listen, we at this point, we cannot attribute this to ignorance or just incompetence. I just don't. There's something going else. I mean, I hope it's just profit.
I think so too, and I think a lot of people say like, "Oh, it's profit. They're making a ton of money," and they are. But I totally agree. I think that they want people to think it's just profit, because then it's like, oh, evil capitalists. Then it's like people, you know, the people's natural response is we need socialism, and then who's in charge in socialism? You know, the same people, obviously.
And I do think that the socialism piece of it, it seems that that is present in the medical field, at least. I mean, I've been thinking about socialized medicine for the last 10 years. Like, oh, it seems like it's starting to sink in a little bit, you know, since Obamacare. But this just really seems like, because there are so many facets of it that would work towards that, that this is probably going to usher in a socialized healthcare system, I think. I mean, it's tinfoil hat or whatever, maybe, but...
Dude, I need to make a tinfoil hat because every time I'm talking to people, like, tattooing or, like, on the show, I'm like, maybe this is where I'd put on a tinfoil hat, literally, and say, like, look, I'm not sure, but things look really screwy, and it looks like this is not about health, you know, at all. And, I mean, it's totally irrational. So what's the connection between this response and socialized medicine? Could you go into that a little more? Because I don't understand.
So over the last, I mean, I've been a nurse for like 10 years. And over that time, you're just seeing more and more government involvement. Like there was, is my time as a nurse, there's always been regulation, a lot of regulation. But it's just more paperwork, more compliance stuff. And it just has been creeping in. And
more hoops.
You know, being an anarchist, I'm like noticing every little piece. And, you know, the state comes in and makes some decree about like bed rails. And you're like, wait, what? Excuse me, what? The state just said we can't have bed rails, you know, like stuff like that. And then the COVID thing, it just is, it's a perfect storm because if you think about it, socialized medicine, they know it. This is tinfoil hat, okay? Let's just consider it.
That's fine. This whole show is tinfoil hat. That's all good.
They know that socialism doesn't really work, right? So they need to get rid of the cost, which they kind of did by killing all the old people. I mean, COVID kind of killed all the old people, right?
Especially since now, what the governors that sent the positive COVID patients back to nursing homes.
Right.
Which I mean, nobody wants to talk about anymore.
How else could you explain?
Right?
I mean, come on. I mean,
when they had empty ships, empty hospital ships.
I mean, they always were kind of weird about, sending patients back and forth from the hospital. There's all kinds of regulations in it and cost analysis with that. But this was just unprecedented. And it's just, there's no reason for it. And a lot of people died because of that. And so you got to wonder what the hell that was about. And now they can turn around and get all of the, if you think of like unvaccinated people as kind of the people who like look at the data and kind of know a little bit how to understand it, they want to get all those logical thinkers out of there.
Yeah.
And so that how to do it is a vaccine mandate.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I mean, I see that. I see that also not just in the medical field, but in the military, in the police force. You know, all of the firefighters, all of these majorly necessary professions for society to function. They're purging all of the independent thinkers out of them, you know.
Right.
But I think that's going to kind of backfire because I think people are just going to set up. I think what people are doing now and what we really need to do desperately is to set up like parallel structures. You know, Vaclav Havel talked about that. After the Soviet Union, that's what, you know, because the whole thing of authoritarianism relies on lies and it relies on people's compliance. So if you just, you don't need to take it down forcefully, you just need to not like participate, you know?
Yeah.
We all absolutely need to just like have our own thing going, take care of ourselves and let it do its thing, you know?
My coworkers are probably so sick of hearing me say, like, you don't have to comply. Like,
yeah, you don't. You don't. That's what I tell people. You don't.
And then they say, like, well, what am I going to do? You know, I have to feed my kids and everything. And it's like, who got you into this mindset that you have to do exactly what you're doing right this second? That even as a nurse, you have to work as a nurse in a company who's paying you by, you know, this specific way. It's odd to me that like, you know, you can think outside the box, you can do other things. I mean, I'm ready to bail out of the medical system, the medical industrial complex, if you will. I'm so ready to bail out. I want to do my own private nursing and just try to make that work because I cannot continue to, I'm so done with going to work, the masks every day, getting yelled at about masks every day, the HR bothering me about the shot, and the in New Jersey you can get a option to test.
How often do you have to do it? If every week?
Yeah, and they are not nice about it if you miss a week because there's no incentive for them to even allow you to test because the state can come in and audit that information, and if it's not right, they get in trouble. So they might as well just, you know, mandate the vaccine. Because you can make a policy in New Jersey, whether you want to just mandate the vaccine or option to test. But right. You have to have one of the two.
I mean, people really need to push back. I mean, I know there's, 25 attorney generals from different states that are fighting this. It's not going to stand. I mean, there's no way it can stand. He just said it. For the last year, all the Democrats were like, yeah, there's no way we can mandate vaccines. That's just not what we can do, you know? And then all of a sudden, oh, look, surprise, surprise, they were lying.
Like,
you know?
I'm sure you saw that coming too. As soon as they started saying, well, passport, we would never do a passport for vaccines. It's like, okay, why'd you even bring it up? Nobody else was talking about it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I mean, I saw an article that they were working on how to work out vaccine passports in the EU in like 2018 or 2019. I mean, this has been in the works for a while.
Yeah,
you know?
They were like ready to pull that.
Ready, you know,
they
because
were ready
to them,
that right in there.
To them, what you know. Imagine if the Nazis had vaccine passports and cell phone surveillance, AI, blockchain currency that was monitored, you know? I mean, right. We'd all be speaking German right now, you know? That's the reality.
Much.
They never had the tools to enact complete control, and now they do.
You know that moment in, like, fifth grade where in history they're telling you about, like, the Nazis? And you're thinking, like, how the hell did that occur?
How did people let it happen?
And now you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
I can see that.
Dude, last year I remember thinking, you know, arguing with people on Facebook. My Facebook's super liberal. I'm from Massachusetts. I haven't gotten a new Facebook friend in, like, 10 years, you know? So it's all the people I grew up with and went to college with in Massachusetts. Super liberal, super leftist. Every time I say anything, it's like jumped on. You know, I've had the most horrendous crap said to me by people I know. It's all like, well, not everyone, but mostly people I know. Yeah, go crazy when I say like logical stuff.
Yeah.
And last year, I remember thinking, I now understand. I don't wonder how Nazi Germany happened anymore. Because it can't happen if it's just the power structure imposing itself on a free and independent populace. That can't work, you know? There's too many people. It just couldn't happen. That's from people making each other comply, you know? It's a bunch of drones that can't think for themselves, and I'm so sick of it.
And they've conditioned us to, like, not be able to think for ourselves with the school system. I think, like,
yeah, I agree.
It's a miracle I got out with any critical thinking skills.
I figured all that out after. You know, in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
But you're definitely not taught how to think for yourself. You're not taught how to learn. You're not taught to figure out what you think about things. You're taught to regurgitate information and facts, you know, and they call that learning. When you, here's the things for the test. Just repeat these.
Regurgitate.
Yeah, just repeat these facts. We'll
give you a good grade. I know, like, there are a lot of teachers who got into the field like thinking this is all great and we're going to teach kids or whatever they think. But, like, if you're not bailing out now when you're seeing masks on little kids, I'm starting to think that the Nuremberg trials are going to have to call you out on that. Because, like, I cannot imagine going to school every day and seeing a mask on little
It's
kids.
Crazy. I got so upset because I was super busy this summer. I did a lot of traveling and stuff, and I totally neglected my, like, civic duty of going to the school board meetings and, like, getting involved because I have two kids now in elementary school. And I got so dismayed going the first day of school and seeing not just the kids all masked up, but the parents standing outside all masked up. I'm like, man, we're so far down, dude. We're so far down that rabbit hole of just, like, emotional manipulation and lies and misinformation and gaslighting and fear, you know? I mean,
fear is the most, it's really the only tool they have.
It is.
Fear. I mean, the greater good argument, that's kind of the only card in their deck. Like,
it's guilt. I mean, the greater good argument's guilt, right, really based on guilt. And then the fear is, you know, guilt and fear are the two lowest vibration, like, states of mind that you can possibly
absolutely
have. I'm really big into, like, I don't know what the word would be, but overall health, like in what's the name of it? Indian medicine, Ayurveda. They talk about health not just of the body, but like health being how you interact with the world. So like your personal relationships, your work, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, all of that plays into your health, you know? So like they take a massively like step back version, and that's how I see things. And this whole pandemic and pandemic response is so unhealthy and manipulative and dark and low vibration, you know? Just like, you know, in engaging with it too, it's, you have to be really careful not to get caught up in that, because what people want to do, you know, when you communicate with somebody, I think that you have to somehow match your vibrations in order to communicate. So it's either like you have two people, like one's high vibration, one's low vibration. Either the low vibration person can come up, or the high vibration person goes down,
right,
or you meet in
and
the
I'll
middle
tell
somewhere.
You which one's more common?
Exactly.
For sure.
Much more common that the, you know, the high vibration person mm-hmm. falls for that.
Yeah.
But I think people are, you know, people are figuring it out. I had a situation last spring where, you know, I basically dealt with this person from social media by like totally being like totally honest and not hiding from the conflict, but like putting it out. And I went on the radio show, the other radio show, Pennsylvania Project, and talked about it. I'm like, I'm blowing this up and I'm doing it positively. Mm-hmm. And it like completely changed my understanding of how to deal with these things, you know?
Yeah. For sure. And I feel like it's a rabbit hole that once you start looking into all that, especially over the last 2 years, like you have these concepts in your head and you kind of know what's true and what's not. And, you know, you have a vague understanding. I think a lot of people think they have a more concrete understanding than others, but I just like to look at everything and try to figure out, does this fit into my perception of reality really?
Right.
And over the last 2 years, it's like, wait, a lot of things here don't fit. And you kind of just have to reexamine everything, because I really, the medical industrial complex, of course I know it's an institution and it sucks as like a government thing or a government influenced institution, but I didn't understand that the government was that involved. Even me, an anarchist, I didn't understand. And so when that kind of started to come to light, I was like, I got to look at everything now. And
yep.
I kind of fell into the whole spiritual rabbit hole too. And it just makes a lot more sense. And things just start falling in place. And I wasn't even into that before. I was never, same thing with vaccines. I was a vaccine advocate. I thought vaccines seemed, yeah. And I'm ashamed to say that, like, I was bullying, or not bullying, of course, but
yeah.
I was talking to anti-vaxxers online
yeah.
and being like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Well, which some of them don't,
yeah.
to be honest.
Yeah, yeah,
but
some of them don't. Some people are off on all sides, yeah.
Right, right. But, yeah, now I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to get a vaccine again, and I probably won't advocate for my child to do so either. Because these people are lying to us.
Yeah, they're
and
lying.
And that should be enough for you.
Yep. Totally. This is what I say to people, okay? If you catch them in a lie, that's enough to invalidate everything else they have
right.
to say, you know?
That's it.
And they will
that's all you need.
They will never admit that they're wrong, ever. You know, they're like a psychopathic, sociopathic person, you know, except much worse because they have all this influence and all this money, you know?
Yeah.
These people are psychopaths.
I really
psychos.
Think they are.
Yeah, they are.
They
you know,
are,
if for no other reason than they have power and they want more power, you know, if
yeah.
for no other, and that's at best, you know, not even,
yeah.
that's giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're not actual legitimate psychopaths, you know, that are attracted
right.
to positions of power, because who else would be attracted to positions of power but psychopaths in a disproportionate
right.
amount, I'm sure, you know?
And when I explain to people why I hate the government so much. It's like, if you think about it, those people had to start at the bottom, and they had to rise to the top. So they are willing to backstab, and politics is horrible. Everybody can admit that. So imagine what they had to do to get all the way to the top. It's like a filter. All the horrible people rise to the top because they want power and money. You don't see normal people trying to get in those positions.
That doesn't attract normal people.
Right. So basically at the end of the day, you have all these people who are like Hillary Clinton at the top who are horrible. And that's why I hate the government, because they're running things, and them and a bunch of midwits from the just regular government workers just hanging out.
Yeah. And they just want more and more power. I mean, it's one of those things that never ends.
Yeah. They're
never going to stop until we stop them.
Yeah.
We have to stop them. You know, this is my point.
People, like, I want to know what your vision for the end of COVID is. You feel like one day Fauci's just going to wake up and say,
it's never going to end.
Today's the day.
So actually, this show has to end right now, because that's a half an hour. Isn't that so fast?
That was an hour?
That was a half an hour. So we're going to have you on next show also.
Oh, okay, cool.
So everyone stay tuned for the conversation with Laura. Thank you, Laura, so much. All and right. Thank you for everyone listening. This has been episode 8 of Freedom Corn. And I'd like to thank WDB860 for a chance to rant into the abyss, and Mikey David for the great music, and Brett Kronberger for the awesome producing, and our guest Laura for coming on and being honest, because it's so rare nowadays. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you for having me.
But tune in, everyone, next week, because we're going to have the second installment of our conversation. Thanks a lot. Da, 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 da.